Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the number one online broadcast network for movie talk, this is Bollywood, the show where we break down all you need to know about Bollywood and its movies.
Hey everyone, happy Friday. It's time for your weekly dose of spice with Bollywood. It's your girl, Kanika Lal. Follow me on Twitter, at Kanika Lal. There we go. There's that Queen song. And I have my co-host for today, my lovely, infectious, vivacious.
Yeah, that's right.
Introduce
girl.
Yourself, guys.
Hey, everyone. It's Vivian Adobe here. You can catch me on Instagram and on Twitter at vivaciouslyviv. We have so much to talk about, especially this great movie.
And I'm James Lott Jr. You can find me on Black Hope LA on Twitter, and that's BlackHopeLA. So they wouldn't let me have the C in black.
Can you guys do a little dance? Hey,
I'm trying to do the opening
the light bulb. Perfect party song for Friday,
woo!
For a weekend.
Yes.
I just want to remind you guys, though, definitely check out Popcorn Talk Network on all platforms. We're on YouTube. Give us a big thumbs up and subscribe. iTunes as well. Give us some ratings and SoundCloud, as well as Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We are everywhere, so make sure to check out all of the shows we have on Popcorn Talk.
Everywhere.
So today we're going to get into this was one of my favorite films of 2014, the movie Queen.
Yes.
First off, what were your reactions to this? Were you able to understand it and follow along with subtitles too?
Yes. It made me feel smarter, by the way, too, because I'm like, I'm watching and I'm getting my reading done.
Right.
All my English teachers would be proud.
I've never thought of that before. I know. I'm 22 months old. Yes. Ooh, I like to read, but
it must
like
not be easy for you guys, I feel, because I grew up kind of watching it with the subtitles, but I just feel like, you know, I don't know.
It's like second nature for you.
It can get frustrating. Keep looking down, looking back.
But no, to me, it's natural because I'm half Puerto Rican, so I speak some Spanish and all that stuff. But I used to see movies and shows with subtitles anyway, so my eyes automatically can look.
Yeah.
And just kind of follow along. Plus, a lot of Indian films, like in this one, there is some English language in it.
Yep.
Yes, which is very helpful.
Good point.
Yes, it does work. So.
They mix it in. I call it Spindi. That's Spanish and Hindi. I call this Hinglish.
Hinglish. Yes. There we go. Yes, great. Hinglish.
But at some points, you kind of didn't need the subtitles, especially with the music. After you got what a couple of the words meant, you never had to look down at the subtitles. I was totally enthralled into whatever they were talking about.
That's how I kind of learned Hindi myself.
Did you really?
Yeah, I picked it up really through the films. My parents did not teach me. I was like, why the hell did you teach me? They're like, oh, sorry.
I guess there aren't any Indian schools here, are they? Indian language schools?
Oh, yeah. They actually offered in colleges now. So
nice.
So what do you guys think of the film, though? Reactions?
Oh, I loved it. It's total, like, coming of age, finding yourself, love story, which you guys already know. I'm all about the love story.
I didn't think there was much of a love story, though. That's the only thing.
It's my favorite kind of love story. I don't need you anymore.
There you go. That's what I want to hear.
You messed up. I found myself. I love myself how I am without you. Good one.
Now, I liked it. I'm looking at it as an American watching Indian films, and I like Indian films, of course. And I found, we'll talk, of course, in depth about this, but I found some really interesting twists that they did in this film that I haven't seen other Indian films. So, overall, yes, I liked it.
Uh-huh.
I liked the corniness.
It was a sucker.
It was great. I'm a sucker for the corniness. I liked the characters.
All of the characters. Really.
There wasn't a character in there I didn't like, that I didn't feel for or enjoy watching.
But did you like the husband? The fiancé, sorry.
I think he played his role.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did. He definitely served a strong purpose in pushing the film how it did.
Well, I just think it was interesting.
Go on. I'm a fan of him, but I'm shocked that you guys.
I liked him because I liked the role because it was different because he first broke up with her,
right?
Which I didn't see very much. So then he changed his mind because he went abroad and thought, I'm different now, and I'm not Indian like that anymore. And
exactly,
he played it really well like that. And then the repensiveness of like, oh, I do kind of miss her. And I do kind of like her.
Uh-huh.
It's like he played it. The actor did
started
a great
off
job.
With that hot picture.
Yeah, I know.
He did.
He was in the bar. So, yeah, but the actor, asked about the actor, yeah, I think he did a good job.
Well, I just think that it was a Can I say dick?
can we say dick?
It was a dick move of him to say that our statuses are not the same.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very Indian thing in India, families that marry into other families because of what background is. She had that dream, that fantasy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we're obviously going to go get into it, but she did have that fantasy.
She kept saying it over and over
again. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But let's start off with a very fun, lively scene that we see as a wedding.
Yes.
I love those.
It was very, I call it halagala, which was very busy, right?
Yes. All the older people are trying to learn the dance.
They're trying to learn a Bollywood dance in the movie. She's getting her mandi done, and I learned what mandi was, of course, in our fashion segment.
My favorite was Chintu. That's how
I love
little
him.
Brother.
Oh, my gosh.
He's hilarious.
He was so
And he starts
funny.
Dancing.
Right,
in
he was so, dancing. I
do a gig of style at one point. He was a fun character in the show.
He was. Yes, I love how he stood up for Ronnie.
Oh, yes, he did. That was his sister.
And by the way, Ronnie means queen, if you guys got that. I had to shout that out.
Yes.
And I love the whole song itself, just kind of saying, you're done for. You're not single anymore, girl, but you're going to London, and all of London is swaying with you. So it's a really, I don't know, it's like a nice gesture for her.
I love that the songs in Indian film. Tell the story also.
Yeah, right. They do.
Or forward a story. That's why I love the songs are telling what the feelings and emotions are of that scene or that character.
Yep.
You don't get that in, obviously, American film.
Right.
Usually a song takes away from it.
Right.
That's a good point.
Someone talked about this on TV sometime this past week where previously, just like that in Bollywood films where the music would carry the story, that's typically what would happen in Hollywood films, but nowadays they just put the hot track on.
Exactly, right.
To go with the song because it's a popular song.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas here, it was...
The lyrics really, and that's where it goes with the reading the lyrics. I was reading some of them, and it tells you what they're thinking, what she's thinking, their promises for her, and London, that's the promise.
Yeah. And even when you hear the somber songs, too, you would think they're all fast-paced, right? They're all have dancing. No, they're somber, and they're also very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
There was, one line where I think when she was just really broken up, it goes, what does it say? I didn't write it down, but why did this betrayer come into my life?
That was
only to vanish.
I love that
strong.
Yes. I love
so
that song.
That goes into the breakup scene. So, when he kind of told her, I don't want to do this anymore. Did you think that her reaction was made sense for her to kind of have no dignity and beg him back? What did you think of that reaction?
For the girl that we were introduced to in the beginning of the film, I can completely see why she was begging because it seemed like she was groomed her whole life to get to this point of finding the man who will marry her.
Yep.
And then later on when they would flashback to their love story of how they kind of fell for each other, to have him totally crush all of her hopes and dreams right then and there and have the weight of all these people are just celebrating with me and now they're going to be so upset. What do I do? I can totally see why she was almost on her knees begging him to take her.
Plus, it was hard to watch a little bit.
Yeah.
Plus the parents, before you go on, I just want to say that, it's every parent's dream. I mean, I guess in America too, but really though, more so in India, which is why there were so many more arranged marriages than they are today. Their goal is to have their children be married. So literally she was like, my father's going to have a heart attack if you don't marry me. She thought of, I think, her parents more
first,
so.
Yeah, her.
So.
Now, we saw the courtship like you just brought up. Was it arranged, or did they really come together on their own?
Well, remember the flashbacks of how he met her?
Right.
But it was kind of through the parents. So it's family friends.
Okay. I wasn't sure about that. Okay.
But he totally went after her, though.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
There was a wild cat and mouse action going on.
Which was different for this kind of film. I thought that's different.
I wanted to also bring that up. So, when they break up, she is so distraught. She's locked in her room for days. Her parents are get the hell out of there.
I
love
grandma.
How her grandma was going to say, grandma's so trying to get her out too. She gave some good advice.
She did.
Yeah.
All the old people in this movie were so saucy.
They were. I won't be like them when I get older. It's only a few years from now, but I won't be just like them. Yeah, I love them.
I know. That's true. I like the grandma in this scene. She was definitely strong.
She had one later too. That was
I know. But what was I going to say? I lost my thought and I'm talking about the grandma. But
She was locked in her room.
She was locked in her room.
Even her grandma came.
But she had flashbacks, of being kind of chased by Vijay.
Yes.
And I thought, that's where the coordinates comes in, how he's in a motorcycle and there's the heart balloons.
Yes, right.
That is a Bollywood film, though.
It was cute, though.
yeah, I guess.
I was for us non-Indians, it was kind of cute.
Us girls love being chased by boys, no matter how much we try to shrug it off. She loved it.
Of course she did.
And that was a Bollywood moment when he kept chasing her.
Yes, that was very Bollywood, yes.
But the rest of the film is not.
No, it's not. Right? I'm very impressed. It wasn't, no.
So then I guess through her flashbacks, through her thinking, she, I think the main reason, one of the main reasons why she was so excited to get married is for the honeymoon.
Yes,
so
yes,
I love, go she girl. Just wants a honeymoon like, in Paris.
She was ready.
I just love that she did it by herself. I was like, that's the best decision she could have made for herself.
Right. And yes. It kind of seemed like she needed to. Just to get away from it looked like it was going to suffocate her. Just all the family trying to come and help her. And then the weight of, oh, my wedding's over. And she needed to get away. And what better place to get away to than Paris?
Hello. Oh, my God. Europe.
Paris, Amsterdam. Right.
Yes, there's exactly. So many good-looking men she can choose from.
I have some comments like about that, too, coming up. But, no, what's funny is I just thought it was like in our own lives, have you ever been in a situation where everybody wants to help you with something, and you're like, I just need to be alone for a little bit. But they're well-meaning. Right. But it's like, just can you give me like a day or a couple of hours just to let me kind of handle whatever just happened? I don't need you on top of me just yet.
Yeah. I know.
So like, she kind of, that was her answer. Let me go.
Everyone needs their alone time when they're going through something.
Right,
so.
Sometimes.
But parents, like at least, I hate to keep saying Indian parents. At least my parents.
She
like,
loves
I
can, her parents.
I can
don't
relate
worry.
To it that like literally if something's wrong, what happened?
Right,
come
right.
Here. I'm like, no, just give me some space. They don't know the meaning of that. Right. I know when I become a mother, I'll be exactly that same, right? Won't we?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I can relate. But there she goes off to Paris, and she's, I guess it's the first time she's traveling alone, and it's very relatable.
Like she's very realistic. Very realistic. The language thing was very realistic. I'm glad you didn't just have her go, and I'm like, oh, I speak, you know? It was like good that she was like trying to get her hotel, and
right, and she couldn't say
hospital.
Champ à l'idée.
That was so funny.
Champ, he's like, what the?
Oh my God. And of course, it was so French of him to be like, you say it this way.
Right?
It was so French of him to do that.
That's so true, right?
Yes. He knew what she meant. He was just like playing. That's what they do there, of course.
I know.
I love Frenchies, though. It's fine. But yeah.
And
so,
she introduces herself like, hello, myself, Rani.
Yeah, that's how she talks. I know. I'm like, oh my
it's
God.
It's so adorable. She's such a like innocent person in this whole movie.
I was going to ask you, is that true to life, though?
Oh, we're going to talk about her as we wrap up the plot because... She's a very dynamic actress and person, and she did not have a good experience getting into Bollywood. She was overlooked. This, like, it's so funny because Kangana Ranaut, which is her real name, and Rani in the film, they are both, this was their breakout for her and for Rani. So we're going to get into that so we kind of see her kind of exploring Paris alone. She's just looking at sights. She gets mugged. Poor thing. Almost mugged.
No, homegirl. Fuck. No, you gotta talk about that for a second.
Let's talk about that right now.
Shocked. I was like, she held on to that purse. She's
for
like,
dear
you are not getting this purse, MF. You are not getting it. And she had it between her legs. And I was like, she was dragging her. I was like, what? I really didn't expect that. That was one of the things I didn't expect. I thought she was going to get robbed and be like crying, oh my God. And no, she held on to that purse.
She did. She's until some voice was like, get the hell the heck away from her, you know?
Right.
You would think some big, she's a damsel in distress.
Right.
Some man's going to take her. No.
Swoop in and say, but
that doesn't happen in real life, people. Trust me, I wish. Sometimes I stage my mugness so someone can come help me, but that never happened.
And
I think
that kind of goes back to a theme we talked about in previous episodes about the heroine. And I feel like if someone had come in and saved
the heroine
her,
and
it
the
kind
hero.
Of would have messed with the whole heroine effect of her. She saved herself this movie.
Which is why it's a very modern day concept.
Yeah.
All the concepts in this film. Especially rooming with three guys, which we're going
to
get into.
We're
so much to get into. It's a 2.5-hour film.
Know,
but we're actually doing it pretty good. We're moving along because we have to get to the important parts.
Yes, we're going to get there, yes.
But I also have to mention that when she's eating in a dinner restaurant alone.
That was so funny.
There's like a fish.
Fish head. With tomato. In it. She's all
and she freaks out and starts puking and look who's to take pictures.
A bunch of Japanese tourists.
That was totally playing up the stereotype.
That was real life.
But it's so because I've been to Europe and had the experience of people staring at me for things that I would do, and it's any little thing. Oh my God, she sneezed.
Right. It was a fun scene because she didn't know the language.
Yeah.
She couldn't read the menu and she just picked something and he's like, oh yeah, the fish head. And that was like it was gross.
It was very gross.
Oh,
it was not like appetizing at all. Like
not
these French need to relax with their menu sometimes.
Yeah.
I do like French food, but they have a little too unique.
That didn't work for me either.
Yeah, no.
So, yes. Yeah, so that was a funny scene. I actually watched it twice. It was kind of funny. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. Let's try it again.
But then she meets one of my one of my favorite characters just because of the way she's symbolized in this film, Vijayalakshmi.
Oh, I feel like everybody needs one of the
I'm working my BFF. I love her.
I wish that she was my best friend in real life. Completely. Yeah, like, this girl is so comfortable with herself. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's so carefree. And what an opposite life she lives from Ronnie, right? She has a child before she got married. Mm-hmm. She's a housekeeper, but yes, she's having sex with all these guests that's
but
come
and
stay.
She's so free about it. She doesn't care. It doesn't bother. Yeah.
And she really, I feel, of course, you know, took Ronnie out of her shell just a little bit.
Yes.
So
my thing is with her, another twist I saw was that she was, she was kind of a sanitized slut. Because it's a Hollywood version of, it was a Bollywood version of a slut. Because she wasn't really fully, I mean, yeah, we heard the kind of funny opening scene where you hear her next door.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's the first thing that they're fighting or whatever. And she's like telling him to go with himself. And then you see she's freeing, but she had a heart of gold, which I kind of felt was kind of maybe a Bollywood version of. Uh-huh. We can't let her go too far over the edge.
Right.
But she, she's
true.
Free sexually. She dressed kind of provocatively, but she didn't dress too crazy.
What a hot body, though. I'm so jealous.
She's beautiful. She was, the actress was beautiful.
Yeah. Lisa Hayden.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, Lisa Hayden. Okay, yeah, I think they looked that up. Mm-hmm. She was beautiful. And I just thought that her version of a kind of a free slut was a kind of a Bollywood version.
She's a Bollywood hippie.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, see, more like that. But she had a heart of gold. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole thing. She had a son.
You make a good point.
And that she didn't, but she didn't dress too crazily.
No.
And she liked to party, but they just drank. And they didn't, like, they started doing drugs.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, but it was to me, it was a twist for a Bollywood film, though, to have a character like her be kind of part of her moral center to get her forward.
Right. You make an excellent point, actually. She's a perfect balance of being not so conventionally in traditional, but at the same time.
Right. Because if she was taking her back to cocaine, I think that would have been a little bit too much.
Yes,
because when they were about to go clubbing, I thought that was so sweet. Ronnie was like, can we do something else?
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? Okay. Right. Usually, like, I actually have had friends, I think I would have friends who would say, no, Kanika, we're going to go. This was our plan. I'm all hot looking ready.
No, right, exactly. Right,
I just took off my bra.
Yeah, literally.
We're going.
Exactly. I thought that was, I don't know, my heart warmed up a little bit. Like, what a nice friend.
Right.
And I think, you know, it shows that, hey, you can have your own Vijay in anyone. You know, you can find your own love in anyone.
And hello, the same name.
Yeah, that was
very,
so...
Very
it's very Bollywood to do that, though.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's so Bollywood to do that. To have the same name.
Even the fact that they did the whole Eiffel Tower thing together, I was just like, because you still got your tower with Vijay.
Exactly.
She was so afraid of the Eiffel Tower. It was like a symbol of Vijay, like, not leaving her.
Yes.
And then they look at it together, and I think she finally accepted that, you know what, I can do this. I can be a little
especially when it turned on. They were there when it turned on. It started to sparkle. It was a very soft, beautiful scene.
I want to talk about, before we move to Amsterdam, I want to talk about the... Hangama.
Our song, yes.
That is such a good song.
I downloaded it.
Nice.
I did. Love it.
We have a clip of kind of behind the scenes. It's literally as fun as it is off camera as it is on camera. And by the way, this song, it's a 1973 song.
Oh, wow.
Know. That's so crazy.
And they remixed it.
It sounded very modern. So cool.
Yeah. Do you think it sounded modern, though?
To me, as an American ear.
I could hear
ears.
It in the club now.
Because that voice,
me too.
That voice. We're playing. I think.
You know, that is the most embarrassing scene. Yeah, but we were having champagne.
That's the director right there.
That must have been so fun to shoot.
I know, like everyone's just having a party on set.
So, next on Bollywood, we need to crash a movie scene like this.
I'll be here for that one.
I've always just wanted to be part of adult Bollywood dance sequence.
Like, me too. Hello, me too. I love dance.
I know.
Oh, got the wind blowing and everything.
She's so cute.
She is adorable.
So that's just a little taste of how fun it was shooting that scene.
Yeah.
And what a scene.
I know.
Literally, it reminded me of, actually, when I would go to clubs, they would play that. Have you guys heard the Punjabi MC song?
Yeah.
When they would play it in the clubs, I'd be like, guys, and I would literally be the one in the center, like, everyone crowding around, like, this is my time to shine. So I love that moment.
Yes. I want to see that now.
It was definitely a huge highlight of the film because she was definitely coming into her own.
Yes.
She was dancing. Mm-hmm. She felt connected to her culture, but at the same time, it was modern. It was fun. She was being young and vivacious.
Vivacious. Go on, girl. That's where it comes back
around. I love that. It always comes back around.
But I did love the whole sequence where she was talking to everybody and they were walking away. And then when Vijay shows up and she's continuing, oh my God. Wow. And every sequence was so hilarious because she was totally drunk.
Right. When she talked about being mugged.
Oh, yes.
I showed him. I've never met with a deli girl again.
Oh, it's so funny.
And let me tell you, guys, a side note. Guess who wrote all of her own dialogues?
Her?
Yes. The actress herself.
Wow. Is that a first in Bollywood or is that something that's not really done?
Oh, that is a very first in Bollywood. I'm especially sure. For a woman.
Yeah.
Women don't have time to write their own dialogue, but she was like, no, I'm controlling what I say.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I love her more.
Right. So when just I heard so about that, exactly. Yeah. I have so much respect for that woman. I would love to meet her one day. Yeah. Anyways, so then we kind of see them, you know, bidding adieu, and she goes, so you know, you've lost a Vijay, but you've gained a Vijay Lakshmi. Me? And by the way, Lakshmi is a goddess.
Oh, Lakshmi's okay.
Yeah.
Why does that make sense for her? I could totally see the whole goddess feel. Mm-hmm.
Lakshmi is a common Indian name. Yeah. Like
Padma. from she used to do Top Chef.
Oh yeah, Lakshmi. Padma Lakshmi.
Yes,
there you go.
See, I'm tying it together.
There you go, James. Mm-hmm. Nice reference.
She's beautiful too.
Bring it back to Hollywood.
Hollywood to Hollywood. That's right, kids.
Hey, yes. That's true.
But no, I think it's just she was amazing. She was good.
Yeah, I know.
And both actors were so, they had great chemistry. And I really felt when they were hugging and saying goodbye, and she had her big backpack and I'm about to go on the train. I didn't want her to leave.
Me too.
You mean like to leave each other, right? I know. I thought that she was going to be throughout the whole film.
Me too.
But then we meet these three boys who actually added so much time.
I love them. Yes.
We see Ronnie kind of in the train to Amsterdam, and she kind of wakes up from reality almost when Vijay calls.
Yeah.
Because, of course, when they were shopping, we said that she took a little picture of her looking sexy. I think he's trying to think, oh, she's actually happy. Mm-hmm. She's free and she's changing. What am I missing out?
And
that always
here.
Happens. When you don't chase something, it always comes back to you.
Now, I will say really quickly, I like the fact something else that was different. They didn't make Ronnie slutty.
Yes.
Her dress was still, it wasn't about the clothing. Mm-hmm. That when she went through the whole sequence of going shopping with Vijay, it wasn't about that. It's just that she's trying to let her loosen up, but she's still loosened up.
Yeah.
And she's still learning her message, but she didn't have to wear low-cut outfits.
Exactly, right. Or anything so revealing.
I kind of like that.
That's a very good point.
Towards the end of the film, granted, she may have shown a little bit more shoulder here and there, but you're right, she never did wear anything that I would consider like, oh.
She's like, she still had her kind of conservative ways in her looks. But her brain, her mind, and her thinking were different.
And I think the biggest thing was just, like, she just straightened her hair. Yeah. It's like, one thing she did, and that's all the change was. But she made, like, a big transformation.
Do you remember Princess Diaries?
Yes. When
Mia had the big, curly, frizzy hair, and then they straightened it.
Is there something in cinema with, like, curly hair equals insecure and straight hair looks like
blush? Your natural hair texture is what you're born with, what you're comfortable with, hopefully. And then to do something that...
dramatic, changing
your brain. Yeah, okay, maybe that might be it. Yes.
For me, I'm thinking, like, I kind of...
Well, Kanika, you were just born with gorgeous hair.
No, that's not what I was thinking. I know, I wasn't thinking that. I just literally think that one day, sometimes I want to be straight, one time I want to be curly, but... Yeah. But we're all really insecure.
On some level, by our looks. On some level, I think.
About a lot of things. I can get into that on every topic, but...
It's not a show, kid.
I need a Vijay Lakshmi sometimes.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
So she's in Amsterdam.
So then she's in Amsterdam, and I think I stayed at that hostel that she stayed at. I'm not even kidding. That fly in the pigs.
They're all like that.
Amsterdam's a really cool city, by the way. But she was like, oh my God, how am I going to be living with three guys?
I know. What a shocker for her.
Oh, yeah.
What a game changer for her.
Yeah, I know. She cannot tell her parents at all.
No.
Oh, we forgot to mention when they were Skyping how the brother and the dad loved seeing
love.
Oh my gosh, she was leaning over and she was like,
she was totally
breath.
Playing into it.
And they didn't
want to
hear about
ham.
Yeah, she was like, so dad, so what's going on? Mr. Sullivan, what's going on?
Why did you tell me about your dad like, was so cute?
I know, it was so funny.
And they didn't want to see the dad anymore. They just wanted to see Vijay. Like, how was she doing?
Right. And the mom's like, okay, go back to what you were doing. Go back to what you were doing. And they're like, no, he goes, I don't know what I was doing. That's what the father said. I don't know what I was doing.
Or the scene when she was already in Amsterdam and she's Skyping with them and her brother's there and he's like, wait, where's your friend?
Yeah, I know.
She's not here. Mom!
Oh,
yeah. You saw that. I don't think that's Ronnie.
Exactly. So I kind of like it how the names were Taka, Alexander, which she could not say for the
Alexander.
I loved him.
And I wrote down the other guy's name. He didn't have that many lines.
Tim. Oh, was it Tim? He's a French guy. He didn't have much lines.
He didn't have much lines, but no. They were also so cute. Like, I would love to be friends with them.
I thought, first of all, it was a great diversity thing.
Yes.
That was great. And even size-wise.
Yeah.
And big-wise. I mean, they were all different. They were like all three different things. Uh-huh. I thought that's really interesting. And I thought it was interesting that the first night, they respected her.
Yep.
Which must be, it's a little corny, of course, I guess.
Because most people wouldn't do that. No, they're like, if you're afraid of sleep with us, then you go sleep outside.
Right. That was very sweet of them.
Very sweet. Another, you know, Bollywood thing.
Yeah, I think. Because
you
liked
would expect
it.
That, you know, men should be respectful.
Yes, like, they should be.
Yeah.
Because she's learning her journey. So she's learning that now these three guys, and they bonded over that lizard. That's so funny in the bathroom. That was so funny, that scene. They all jumped on top of the bunk bed.
They
like,
did.
And making fun of each other. Like, you're a scary one. And they became friends. Yeah. And she's like, you're wearing my shirt. She's like, sorry. Like, all of a sudden, she's like, so they became really close.
She became one of the boys.
Exactly. She did become one of the boys. You're very right. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of fun adventures together. Mm-hmm. They went to that, I think it was like a sex shop.
Oh my God.
In Amsterdam.
I was dying.
Again.
That was so funny. She's so innocent. It's so sweet.
She's like, well, I'll get this, what was it?
Joint massager.
Okay. Some sex tool for my brother. It looks fun for him, but she had no idea what it was.
Yeah, it was a feminine product to use to help yourself. And I thought it was so funny that in a Bollywood movie, they actually showed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really surprised because I was like, oh, wait, like, this little people thing. That's and they were shutting it through another different thing.
No, because did you realize they blurred out the bra?
Yes. So I was confused about that.
Chill. Can you get the bra?
I know, that's what I'm saying. So they didn't do that, but they showed this, like, sex story.
Right. Or
bra hole, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Were they boobs? They were boob hats. Right? That's what I was trying to figure out. The boob. They showed that. And they showed the harness thing
that she thought was the belt.
A belt. I love how she was explaining that.
You can wear it with anything.
And I was like, oh my God, it's so funny. But they show that in the film. I was like, okay.
That's
a vibrator. I'm like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So. She's like literally like a 5-year-old kid who's just discovering what the world is. Yeah.
But she's so sure of herself.
I know. That's the thing. She was so confident that it was like.
Yeah, because she's one of the boys. So she thought they were laughing with her.
I'm going to bring these gifts to my family and friends.
Yes.
So I love their interactions. And she's starting to realize that she didn't really have that much freedom when she was with Vijay. Mm-hmm. I think because her and Alexander were talking about, you know, careers and what, you know, what she'd want to do.
I have the quotes that I wrote down when you say that.
Tell us.
Okay, first of all, and this is my own American brainwashing. I was hoping that Ronnie and Alexander would get together.
That's what I was hoping.
And there was some chemistry there, but there then was. I realized later, of course, it wasn't about her getting a man. That's the whole point, right?
Yep, exactly.
But they were really close.
No, girl.
Okay, so here's the thing. I love this scene. It was very powerful to me, actually. Okay. They're sitting on the roof, and she says, "I want to do something." And he says, "Who's stopping you?
Who's stopping you, boo?"
Look at it. But it was such a great scene, and they cut to another scene. Like that was there was no more dialogue need to be made. It was like, who's stopping you? Like in real life, like when you say you want to do something, who's stopping you?
That's exactly. So true.
I love that he said that.
I think
that's
it
very true.
To a conversation she had with, I can't say her name correctly. Can you say it? Vijay?
Oh, Vijay Lakshmi. Call her Vijay.
Vijay.
Okay.
Vijay. Yeah.
So a conversation she had earlier with her about how she's always obeyed everyone. She obeyed her father.
Yes.
She obeyed Vijay.
She was good at school.
Obeyed everyone. And she said even her uncle did nothing bad. And then he got cancer. Mm-hmm. He could have been living his life, doing whatever. And he still got that bad outcome. So I think that kind of relates to that whole thing. Who's stopping you? Well, you've been obeying everyone else. Maybe you should just stop.
Yeah,
That was a good dialogue, too.
That's just a reference to just, unfortunately, many Indian women.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. They're controlled by men since day one in India, man.
I think it's a lot of culture.
Very patriarchal. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Completely.
Yeah, it's very like that, too, with Nigerian culture.
Really?
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Depending on, like, the different tribes that you come from, some are more, you know, have women who are a little bit more subservient to the male perspective. Mm-hmm. My parents are Igbo, and they're not as that way, but I have a lot of family members and friends who are from tribes where they kind of just go with the male opinion and don't really formulate their own.
Yeah, like you said, tribes also, I guess, depending on where she's from too in India, like Rajouri, I think, is more of a smaller city, so you would find more women who can't, or more, what's the word? Subordinate? What's the word?
Oh, subservient.
Maybe.
Subordinate, subservient.
Actually, I never passed vocabulary in school.
You guys can tweet us and tell us what a word is.
But the point is, but then if you find girls today in Mumbai, mm-hmm. which is kind of like the New York of India, much more liberal, that they're actually walking around looking like Vijayalakshmi. Okay. Not too much, but like showing so much leg and midriff, but very much like her free will. So, anyways.
But yeah, I like them. I like the three boys and her together. They formed a little family.
And they did.
And they helped, again, the choice to have three disparaging different guys also kind of guide her through her journey was an interesting choice in the film, I thought.
Right.
Yeah, this one chick who's like in France and she's half Indian, but she's kind of out there. Then you have the three guys, one Russian.
All from different places.
And they have their own dynamic, but then she kind of comes in and they also help her along.
Yeah.
I just never saw that even in a Hollywood film. I've never seen that before.
Right. That's so true. It was a very unique idea, actually, to have.
It was in a hostel, a tiny hostel.
Uh huh.
Even the scenes where Ronnie and Taka would speak to each other in their language were so funny to me. He's speaking Japanese, you're speaking
and she's
Hindi.
Speaking Hindi. That's like, what I love. Like you can still interact and communicate without having the same language.
I have a quick story. I have a friend who's Singaporean, and he speaks what he calls Singlish. Because they speak English, but their accent is so heavy, it sounds like another language, but it really is, it's English.
Yeah,
it's heavy. And so, whenever I got drunk, I could totally understand him. Like, you talk to me, like, it's like a chant. My friend noticed it first, he's like, you and Sonny are talking normal, like, you know each other. And I go, you understand? I said, for some reason, as I'm drunk, I understand every word he says. Sober, I can understand a word he said. We've been French for like 10 years. So whenever I drink, I can understand him.
That's so funny.
Well, a drunk mind speaks a sober heart.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
Whatever that line is. So maybe subconsciously, constantly.
She needs English lessons, please. Stat. But I know what you mean. I know where you were going. It must be my influence today. It's I'm not okay. normally here, so it's me.
We've been hanging out with Vijayalakshmi. I will get it right by the end of this episode. But we've been hanging with her in our minds too much.
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
We have.
Yes.
Before we get to kind of the cooking competition, which is towards the end, just a couple more things is that they visit the red light district, which, by the way, I've also been in. I was just not in my right mindset. I was like, where? It tripped you out completely.
Yeah. Yes.
But she had to go there, Guarani, because she had to deliver a parcel to Roxette.
Right. Yes, yes.
Who she had no idea was going to be the woman behind the window.
Yes. When she was like, that'll be whatever, how much money it is. She's like, no.
But it's so funny. You. When she met Ronnie, then she kind of like stops her, you know, flying. She goes, oh my God, like you're Vijay's friend, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I guess she was talking about her life.
A little bit. Yeah.
Versus kind of, I guess that was another comparison of how she has to make money and also for her family, you know, back in India, and so things she has to do. But she seems like she's okay with it.
Well, heart of gold again. I think it's
another
kind
of
probably corny thing, but it's like, again, it was kind of nice. Another heart of gold.
Yeah.
Not all dancers are horrible and bitchy and all that stuff. Like, no, she's like, she's doing what she has to do to support her family in India.
All right, and it's just good to have that wide range of experiences and perspectives for Ronnie to see that, oh, this is very different, but also give her some insight into her own situation, especially with Taka, too, when she learned about his family and everything that he'd been through.
Okay, so.
Was that the scene that made you cry?
Yes. Oh, you said, okay, we told this before.
And we were like.
I wrote it down. I'm like, the church scene, when the reverts are talking and they show it, they flash to him crying while they're sitting in church. And then Alexander explains
to Ronnie
he lost his family in the tsunami, and he's so happy-go-lucky all the time, and that's why Alexander always sort of seems like he's playing with him, roughhousing him, and doing weird stuff to him. It's kind of I brought him on holiday to kind of help him forget about that stuff, and it made me tear up.
Me too.
The scene that really made me cry though is that when they were talking and she realizes, you know, what's happened with Taka, why he carries a picture under that pillow, why the way he is the way he is. They go downstairs because Taka's calling Ronnie, and they see the video of Ronnie's.
Yeah.
And she kind of shuts off. She's remembering her wedding, how doomed she is. But then she looks up at Taka and goes, this kid who just lost his parents, if he's so happy, why the hell can I be happy?
Right.
That was a moment, and they gave each other that slow motion hug, which is another,
Yeah, I know.
But that hug, though. And then Alexander's looking at them, I'm like, That's such a cute scene of like, that's how you gotta turn your life around, you know, and support talk a lot. Losing your parents is more devastating than losing a fiance.
Yeah, exactly.
Losing some deadbeat boy. That's gonna come running back anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was my water. Sweetest moment.
So
we
all agree on that one. That was, I had to write that down. I was like, it made me tear up. I was like, I didn't expect that.
Yep.
At all.
So let's go to the cooking competition, which is kind of, the last of it. She meets this guy, right, at a restaurant. And I kind of want to bring up this Italian man, how he was so offended that she didn't like the food that he was cooking. He goes, why all you Indian people have to eat this spicy curry? I'm like, listen, buddy, because it tastes better.
It tastes good. Your food's good.
Yeah. So then he challenges her to a food competition, and I guess there's just different stations, and she decides to make one of my favorite snacks, which is golgappe.
It looks good.
After watching that, it's so good.
Where did I find this?
It looked good to meet you. I was like, wow, it's good. Okay.
And the first man that came up, and he's like, oh, this is too spicy. Then came back, he's like, wait. After 2 minutes, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I love that, right? Even though Indian food is really spicy, there's a flavor to it that you can't resist.
I agree. I totally
agree. You guys definitely should have golgappe. It's kind of fun to eat. It's like a street food, kind of like, you know, hot dog is a street food, American, so with golgappe.
Okay.
It's like a fried puff, and then you put in
sounds good to me
different
already.
Like peas and vegetables in it, and it's like this interesting.
We're already plotting.
Yeah, we're like, where's my phone? Yeah, I'm already in.
Yeah, so it's damn good.
Yes.
And she pretty much, I guess she raised a lot of money. It was a hit. Mm-hmm. And then she gets her big kiss at the end.
Yeah, surprising. Again, going back to what you said earlier, I kind of thought it would have been with Alexander, the big kiss thing.
Me too.
But I like that it was with the Italian man. One, because I love Italian men. That's fine. And two, because he was also kind of egging her on after the whole incident at his restaurant. And then three, like, that was her goal. But why are you asking her for a kiss?
Well, because she was bragging, right? Wasn't she like, oh, Indian women can kiss the best?
Yes.
Doesn't she say something like that? She's like, all right, prove it. And she goes, yes. So that's cute. She kind of, it's like, you know, 50 things to do before you die. That's kind of like her bucket list, right?
Yep. Of things to do.
Coming of age bucket list.
It was so cute when she was practicing.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know. That's cute. Before she turned around.
The show, the movie had such cute little comedic moments that weren't over the top.
Speaking of comedic moments, now I actually wanted to bring up that the humor that Indians have is very different and corny, but we know it because we grew up with it. So the Santa Banta.
That was
my dad would literally sit at the dinner table and tell us so many Santa Banta jokes.
Oh, really?
My mom would be like, shut up, fucking like, these are not funny. But they're so hilarious because you have to imagine Santa and Banta are two, like, Sadarjis, which are like the turban kind of whatever. Mm-hmm. We call them Sadarjis.
Yeah.
So we have a joke in India that they're dumb. They're stupid.
Right.
They're like, not really stupid jokes.
Santa and Banta.
Yes. No, it was her. She was selling it.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was selling it.
So I had to bring that up. That you guys, it's hard for some people to relate to Santa and Banta.
I don't think so. I feel like someone has that corny friend that's like, hey guys, wait, look at this joke.
Good.
And they're like laughing while they're telling the joke, so they actually never get to the punchline.
No. Like to the actual joke. The actual joke itself.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Is it funny or not to you?
No.
Get the wife panty joke? Santa told Banta, hey man, you're wearing my wife's panties. And Banta goes, your wife doesn't wear panties. Santa goes,
oh yeah, that's
okay, sorry.
No, it's like,
obviously, how would he know if he's not looking at his wife's panties?
Right. No, I got it, but I think I was laughing just because the whole scene itself. In general.
Yeah,
like, I wasn't thinking about the joke itself so much, but the whole scene.
That's the difference. You guys would see the whole role. I would see the joke. It's just funny. So I guess that's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
You should read more Santa Banta jokes online.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
They're actually pretty entertaining. And
they should have like a every time you say Santa Banta, take a shot.
Take a shot. That's right.
I think it makes the jokes more.
Ooh, yeah.
That's true. So then she has to end it with Vijay, right? She looks all nice when they meet for lunch in Amsterdam. She's straight because they run into each other and he freaks out with the men. Like, who? She goes, just I'll meet you tomorrow.
Right.
I can't believe he found her at the hostel.
Okay.
By the way.
Exactly. I'm like, it's kind of a big place, and you found her.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a Bollywood movie, so of course.
Yeah.
The director said you will find each other, and then you'll see her tomorrow.
Exactly. But she decides that she doesn't want this anymore, and he's like, "No, Ronnie, I love you. I want you back." And she's like, "No, like." this is what you did to me, and I'm so thankful for it. That's why when we see her in Delhi, she gives back the ring.
I love that scene.
Yeah. She's just walking away.
And walks away. And she walks away proudly, like, showing a little shoulder, like you said, and her head up high. You see the choice she made. Her head was high, or the director, whatever. The head was high, and she was walking out, and she had a little smile towards she leaves the frame.
Yep.
Yes.
And then it cuts off.
Yep.
I love that. It's like, there's nothing more need to be said. She's going to be fine.
Yep.
She's done. She's and fine. I love that she hugged him.
Like, and said thank you.
Yes, and said the thank you. So he was her liberator in a sense, because he forced her to have to examine what she was going through in her life and how to redirect her life to be happier.
I've heard a great saying that I always talk about myself, about forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that forgiveness is giving up the hope the past will be any better.
Ooh.
Or change. And so I think it was, she basically gave up all of that hope and she forgave him. Because she learned on her journey that actually it's better that we broke up.
Yep.
And not be more myself for the next whoever that is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's why I'm fine by myself. Or fine by yourself. Would she by herself in India? You think you have to get somebody at some point. Right?
Yeah. No, I think she wants to get married to someone, but now she has to find someone who's going to let her be her. Mm-hmm. Who's not going to let her conform, you know.
Because ironically, she was changed leaving India.
Imprison her. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Remember, he came back saying he was changed and he was different now because he went to London. Now she's changed because she went to Amsterdam and Paris.
Exactly. She's the one who really did change.
She did.
Yeah. She just became more of a jerk. So
yeah, he really didn't change at all. Like, he just kind of was like, now I want you. No, I don't want you. Now I want you.
Well, good for her, and good for it's just a good, strong message for all of us out there. I love that.
Yes.
That typical Disney Bollywood message. and then just the ending credits, that was so funny.
It was so much fun.
Literally, they showed, like,
the whole timeline.
The timeline and how many likes she's getting and comments.
Yes.
That was so modern.
They actually mentioned Facebook a lot in the movie.
They did, actually.
I
haven't seen your photos on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it was very cute because it was very modern, obviously. Yeah. And they showed you some of those Facebook posts. They added a little extra stuff in there.
That we didn't see in the movie?
Yeah, the movie. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they went on a little further in that one scene. Or a little further. It's like, oh, okay. So I made sure I watched all the credits.
I know, me too. Yeah. That was really cute.
And the song is good. The song, I downloaded that song too.
Before we get into Kangana, though, there is another behind-the-scenes clip that I happened to see. It's just her being her. She's so funny. Okay. I had to show it. Yeah.
Slow-mo.
Oh.
The sound of a body hitting the floor.
Pick me up and put me in the car.
She had so much hang time,
thing.
Too.
I thought that was so funny. She was trying to show off her moves from a movie that she was in earlier, Frish 3.
How funny. She's in that in 3.
And this is the Bobby character who she was showing it off to. And in the beginning of the movie, they said, in loving memory of him.
So did he pass?
Yeah. So I think he may have passed away.
They didn't do a 1970. They didn't do
right. They didn't. No, so I don't think he passed away. But maybe.
We don't start any rumors. Bobby's alive.
I'm sorry. I should have double-checked that. That's my bad. I will double-check that. But either way, they had him in the beginning.
Yes.
They did. And I was wondering, because I was like, who is this Bobby man?
Yeah. I thought it was a trailer at first or something. I'm like, is it a trailer for a new movie? I mean, it was working on. But no. Yeah, it was, I mean.
So she was showing off her moves, because Krish 3 is a superhero movie with Hrithik Roshan.
Yeah, I know. I know him.
So that's kind of like one of her newer roles that she was in. She was another one of those robot people.
Oh,
so she was just showing off the move. That's where I first saw her. I was like, wow, she's kind of cool. But like in this movie, I was like, oh my god. Like she got so much praise from other actors, like calling her and saying, wow, what a performance.
Wow.
So yeah, like I said, she wrote most of her dialogue. This was amazing. I know.
A lot of people can't write anything.
Right.
Not even that's the thing. It's so hard to be multi-talented, or they won't let them. I think you have to be put with the right team, right? So this director and producer, they were really, it was a good team.
Yeah.
And she's such a, I don't even know how to describe her. She's so honest. There was a clip of her and another Bollywood actress having an interview, and the interviewer asked, have you guys ever done a role just for the money? And one girl was like, no. And she was like, yes. And another girl was like, she just admits to her everything. Like, she's the insider. We can literally see what Bollywood is through her if she talks more, you know? And she's bold. She turned down a big endorsement for Fair and Lovely cream, which is a very popular cream in India.
Okay.
Fair and Lovely. I think we talked about this a few times. I don't know.
But I remember the discussion happening. I just may not have been part of the discussion.
So just been an onlooker. She did not want to endorse it because, as you know, she is a very fair. She's very, very fair. And Indians die for that skin color.
I know they do. I know that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why they use that cream. So she turned that down. And she was overlooked in Bollywood like crazy. You know why? Because she came from middle-class family, number one, and she did not speak proper English. So they all kind of targeted her for that.
Wow.
So it took her a lot to kind of get accepted and... Yeah. And now look at her. She's being in films left and right.
Well, I'll tell you, when you say that, she was very authentic in this film. It was almost like she wasn't acting.
Yeah. She's so natural.
She was very natural. That's a good word, natural.
And she cried. I think she really felt for the character because it kind of reminded her probably of herself.
Yeah.
Of being, like, look at these heroines we usually see in Bollywood films, right? They're all glamour.
Yes.
They're all glitz.
Yes.
Most part, people are saying, like, you could easily look to her, overlook her in a crowd. Mm-hmm. She's someone who doesn't stand out.
Yeah.
So I think she kind of likes that challenge, right? She has layers to the character.
Right.
You know, Kung and I were even talking yourself that I want to write and produce more films because I want to expand my creativity because she used to model herself.
Oh, okay.
And she's also a fashion icon. I have a few photos of her. Like, she's so daring. Like, literally in every single photo, she does something different with her hair or with her outfit.
I love that, too, because her... Just to have that separation from her character, that she really is this bold, strong woman who's able to tone it down and show us another side in the character Rani.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she has a long career ahead of her then, if they allow her to do that.
She does one picture where literally it's so bold, she didn't have eyebrows.
What?
Oh, okay.
Like she walked out.
I don't do that.
Right. I feel naked without my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like she's known to be so daring. And then there is, I'm not sure if we're seeing it, but anyways.
That's great though. Go you. Because if you feel so confident in yourself and in your
And I think she was chubby too. At one point, she lost so much weight too, and I don't know.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch some independent indie. I said it five times fast. Independent Indian films, and I think we're talking about this when I first met you about Abhay Deol. He does a lot of
Abhay Deol.
He does
he's actually in Los Angeles.
He does a lot of indie. I've seen a bunch of his films. And I like that they're taking chances.
Yes.
And so if she, as a female in Bollywood, does the same thing and writes her own ticket. So like literally writes her own ticket.
Yeah, I know.
I'm excited. I'll support her. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, look at that picture.
Wow, that's her?
Yeah.
She looks bomb.
She does.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, look at the hair. And
she's kind of giving me a little bit of Angelina Jolie from Maleficent.
Yeah.
That's true. With the stance.
She does.
Very powerful.
I think that's her. Like, wow.
Like, you can't even recognize her, right?
No,
she looks crazy. Like a top model.
Totally.
And that's her with no eyebrows.
Wow.
This is a completely different person. I know, right?
She has breasts.
She has
breasts.
She has going on.
Wow.
Okay. And then we have this where she's just wearing.
Oh, she's so cute.
I know.
Oh, see, now we have to be friends for real.
Yeah, right.
That hair is cute. He's working it out.
She's very. I can totally see the
comfortable
style
in her own skin. Yeah, I love it. So that's Kangana Ranaut. Yeah. Definitely keep looking out for her because.
Oh, definitely. Is she on Twitter?
I think she's my favorite now. I used to have my favorite was Kajol. I'm not sure if you. Because you've seen some Bollywood films, but she used to be very famous in the 90s.
Okay.
So I think I never really found one just as good as her, but I think she's on the top list now.
Because all the other ones are kind of cookie cutter at this point. I mean,
they're just, now that I'm realizing after kind of looking at her,
together.
They're so plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, they're all, I shouldn't say that, they're very nice, they mean well, but a lot of them
just... the looks-wise, it's just kind of...
The way they carry themselves. Mm-hmm. We need more of that just honesty from actors.
Kind of like the Jennifer Lawrence effect where people
relatable.
J-Lo is so cool. She stumbles and burps and drinks beer and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like don't hide who you are.
Right.
So, well, that was... Did I miss anything from the movie Queen that you guys wanted to add? Or
I love that. I've noticed Indian films a lot of times. The women that are kind of strong are the mother, auntie. There's always an auntie in an Indian film.
Yeah. Oh, you mean auntie?
I say auntie because I know from the South.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the auntie, they always have those. And like the grandmother, they're always kind of the saucy, strong, speak their mind kind of characters. Even though they're still with their husbands or whatever. Like, they're not going to leave the husbands or the men. But they're allowed to be a little more. So I was glad that she and the other girls in the film were able to be also saucy and speak their mind. And it was kind of, it felt a little more balanced than I've seen in other Indian films.
That's very true.
Right.
Actually, I don't agree, because I think a lot... No. You're saying that a lot of elder women don't have that sauciness.
No, I'm saying they do.
I'm saying they get
to be that way. I'm saying because they're the older women, I see in Bollywood films, the older women, because I guess they're not the ones that are being the sex symbol, I guess. They're able to be the auntie, the grandma, they get to say whatever they want.
Well, you saw the movie Dostana.
Yes.
You remember one of the son's mothers.
Yes.
And that's how she is in a lot of the movies. She's a wonderful actress. Yeah. Kid didn't care. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I love Dostana.
Yeah, it is. We'll definitely have to evaluate that one.
Because there's some interesting stuff in that one, too. That's another show, of course. They touch some things in there. But that was very interesting for a Bollywood film.
No, but you make a good point about the woman. And I love that. But people, the older women are known to just speak their mind.
Right.
Like, they've had enough of the world and life. They just want
to
just say it.
And you're allowed to do that. So I'm glad to see younger women were allowed to do the same thing. That's my point. I'm glad to see the younger women were allowed to be the same. They could speak their mind.
Instead of hiding what they're feeling.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's very true. Even her friend with the child.
Oh, yeah.
You go explore. I'll clean some poop.
The kids is crying. Okay.
That's true. Yes. And, like, look where Ronnie is. And I would have rather been in Ronnie's position rather than being married with a kid at that point. I'd rather just be exploring the world.
Yes. The women in this film were great. I think that was such a great...
It was a woman, female-centric film. It's not a new thing. We've seen that before. Mm-hmm. But... It was done in a way where she didn't need a man, so that was just perfectly done.
It was. Like I said, I still wanted her and Alexander to get together. I was like, this is not the point.
He was a cutie too.
It would have kind of ruined it a little bit.
It would have ruined it.
There has to be a man
exactly,
in the picture.
Exactly.
You know?
It's my Hollywood brainwashing. I think I was like going there.
They told us indirectly that they probably did kind of have an attraction for one another. And leave it kind of up to us that who knows, maybe he might meet her in India and they might have a little something.
I want to see a spinoff with the three guys.
Oh, yeah, that's a good...
A little spinoff with them. Tell their story.
From their side.
That would be interesting.
James, go ahead and write that script.
I know.
From different places. How did they even meet in the first place?
Right.
Russia, France, Japan. What was the middle ground there?
Exactly.
Well, you guys have to let us know about that spinoff. Maybe you guys should pitch it to us. And
we'll see what happens.
Let's do that. I hope you guys enjoyed our recap of Queen. Again, keep following along Popcorn Talk on all the platforms, YouTube, iTunes, and SoundCloud. If you guys like this video, please give it a big thumbs up. I'm your host, Kanika Lal. Follow me on Twitter at Kanika Lal and on Instagram at You Can Have It Lal.
You guys can find me, Vivian Adobe, online at vivaciouslyvivian.com, also at vivaciouslyviv on Twitter and on Instagram.
And you can follow me on Black Hope LA on Twitter, James Lott Jr. on Facebook. I'm waiting for a second. On Facebook. And you can also listen to me every Friday morning on adrenalineradio.com.
Sweet. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.